Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. Welcome to worship here at First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. I am Pastor Lynn, your associate pastor, and you have come on a terrific day because we are going to be receiving two families into membership today, including a baptism. Pastor Lindsay has a wonderful message for us, and I heard that there's a kind of a good duet that's going to sing for us, plus a soloist as well. We got lots of special music. Our worship leaders today are Liz Hoover and Sue Urban, and we want to welcome everyone, but especially any of you who are visitors or are newer to this church. We would love to have you stop by the Welcome Center that's out there in the community room because we have a gift for you. It's a small gift bag, but it has a couple of actually handmade items from our congregation just to welcome you. I'd like to invite everyone to fill out a connection card and turn it over and look at the back of it, because the back changes every month. Did you know that? It's different. It's what are the current things that we're looking for people to sign up on. So look at both sides and use both sides, and then put it in the offering plate along with any prayer requests that you have. So now, as I share a few announcements, if there are any children that are still here in the sanctuary that have not yet made their way downstairs, this would be a great time to go to Sunday school. So, the first announcement we have is that this evening at 5 o'clock is the final listening session for the work that we're doing on our strategic planning for this congregation at both campuses. This is the place where you can share your hopes and your dreams for your church. The one today is going to be by Zoom and Zoom only. So to register to get the Zoom link, you need to go on our website, and I checked it out, and it's there. You can find it, and you can register, and it'll be from 5 to 6:30. Second announcement, Vacation Bible School is coming. This year, it's called Camp Firelight. It's for kids ages 3 through 5th grade. It's going to be held July 30th through August 2nd. That sounds, we got some time, right? But even though it's free, you have to pre-register, and you have to do that by July 10th. So you can go online, you can sign up. Also, you know, to make this fabulous Camp Firelight happen, we need a whole bunch of volunteers, some working with kids, some working with food, some setting things up. So if you can volunteer, please go online and register to volunteer. And if your kids are in the right age, go and register them to be part of VBS. And if you've got neighbors in that age, invite those kids too, okay? And then number three, friendly links. Have you noticed the people who wear the name tags and they smile at everybody? We need a few more. A few people have, you know, been ill or gone away for a while or something. So we need a few more. If you know how to smile, most of you? No, all of you. If you know how to smile and if you're interested in engaging in conversation with newer people, please consider being a friendly link. The friendly links usually work about once a month during coffee hour and before and after services, and the whole goal is to help people get connected. So if you're interested, contact Sherry Lowmiller or me, or sign up where? on the back of the connection card, right? Now I'd like to invite you to stand as you're able for our opening song, Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us, number 381 in the hymnal.
Good morning. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord of life, we thank you for all you have given us, ourselves, our families, our friends, and our community of faith. We pray that you will lift us up when we are burdened and weighed down. Bring us your peace in our hearts and in our minds. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
Well, this time I would invite forward our baptism families and our families that are joining in membership. Won't you please come forward? Nevlin. Well, it is a great joy to be welcoming you into membership and celebrating baptism. This spring we had a wonderful new member class, and it's wonderful to have a couple of another joining in membership Sunday as the church is growing and as disciples are growing in their faith. And so, church, we gather this morning with a spirit of celebration and a spirit of joy. We know, dear siblings in Christ, that through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church, and we are incorporated into God's mighty act of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. And all of this is God's gift given to us without a price. And then through confirmation and through reaffirmation of our faith, we renew that covenant that we made at the time of our baptism. We acknowledge what God is doing for us, and we affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. So we come this day as people of faith to celebrate the good things that God is doing in our lives and in this place.
My friends, I present to you for baptism Brendan Bogan Ware, and I present for membership as they reaffirm their faith Brendan and Evelyn Bogan Ware and Nicole and Griffin Wright. Nicole and Griffin's children are down in Sunday school, Ian and Owen, so watch for them as well.
Dear friends, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you these questions. I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness? Do you reject the evil powers of this world and repent of your sin? If so, please say, I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, say, I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and put your whole trust in his grace and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages and nations and races? If so, please say, I do.
According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? If so, say, I will.
And church, congregation gathered here, a question for you. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, do you also reaffirm your rejection of sin and your commitment to Jesus Christ? If so, say, we do.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? If you will, let's join in the congregational response that will be on the screen. We give thanks for all that God has done.
We
gather in the body
of Christ and in this congregation.
It looks like we might be just off a few things with our slides, but we're going to keep on going. We welcome you.
All right.
And we are going to surround you with a community of love. And we're also going to do those things. We will do all those things we just said, but we will pray for you and we will support you on your spiritual journey. And we are excited for that.
All right. Let us all gathered here join in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. My friends, do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. As we come now to the time of baptism for Brendan, we remember the story of water and we celebrate the journey of water that it's played on for us as people of faith. Oh, let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, You swept across the dark waters, and you brought forth light. And then in the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. And after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow, and you saw your people when you saw them as slaves in Egypt. You led them to freedom through the sea, through the water. And their children, you brought them through Jordan to the land which you had promised. And then in the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, who was nurtured through the water of a womb, and he was baptized by the water, by his kin John, and you anointed him by your Spirit. Jesus then called the disciples to share in that baptism of death and resurrection to make disciples of all nations. He called them by the Sea of Galilee, by the water. So, Lord, may you pour out your Holy Spirit to bless Brendan to receive this gift of water. May it wash away his sin, clothe him in righteousness, that through his life and dying and raising with Christ, he may receive your final victory. We remember the story of water, and it calls to us this day. Brendan, this day, the water washes away and brings forth new life, calls you into community, and is a sign and a mark of God's amazing love and grace for you. So, Brendan, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit work within you that being born of water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It is a great joy to welcome Brendan, to welcome these people into Griffin and Nicole and Evelyn into the community of faith. Oh, let us celebrate. Let's praise God. We can welcome them. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood, and we are all one in Christ Jesus. It's with great joy and thanksgiving that we welcome you as members of this family of God.
And so now we have some questions for you about membership. So, as members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If so, say, I will.
Oh, dear church members of the household of God, now I commend into your loving care Griffin and Nicole and Evelyn and Brendan, into your care and love. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. That one slide we shared earlier, let's say it again. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. That in everything, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. May the God of all grace be with you and bless you this day. Church, let's celebrate.
Welcome.
Oh, it is a great joy. Officially. Amen. 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 I hope you'll take time and fellowship time to welcome and introduce yourself and welcome in these new disciples. Amen. Praise God. You can be seated.
when I read what the scripture was going to be today, I did my little happy dance because, you know, some scriptures are more important to an individual than other scriptures. This one, I was kind of debating about how would God be saying this? And I thought, he's being forceful and strong. And then I'm thinking, no, he's telling us how much he loves us. So I envision him saying this with a tender heart and a loving voice and with so much grace and pleasure in our attempts to be more like him. You can interpret it however you want. The scripture reading today is from Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Liz, for reading the scripture. Church, it is wonderful to be with you in worship today. My name is Lindsay Hall. I'm one of the clergy that serves at the congregation alongside with Pastor Lynn and Deacon Loretta and Pastor John. It is a great joy, if you're visiting today, to welcome you to worship, to celebrate baptism, a new member, to celebrate God's goodness and glory today. If you woke up and you are tired, there's coffee for you to enjoy in the community room. If you woke up and you are needing some extra prayers and encouragement, I hope that you find a congregation that is caring and warm and ready to receive you, because we are so glad that you are here. We are so glad. We would love to be your church home, and we hope to have some good times to visit with you. So welcome, especially if you're a visitor. And visitors online, I always forget to look at the camera. Visitors online, we are glad that you're here. Won't you join me now in a spirit of prayer? Oh, good and gracious God, this is the day the Lord has made, says the scriptures. Let us rejoice. Oh, let us be glad in it. For this new and beautiful morning, God, we give you thanks for birds chirping and green trees budding and flowers everywhere. We give you thanks for a space to come and worship, to sing songs of praise, to hear a scripture lesson, to find other Christians, companions on the journey, trying to just keep putting one foot in front of the other, doing the best they can as well each and every day. God, we're thankful for other companions on this journey of faith and life. So thank you for the space to worship. Thank you for the songs and the prayers and the moment just to be still and know, God, that you are God and not us, and we can put our trust in you. As we bend our ear to scripture, as we think on that this morning, I pray, God, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, that it may be pleasing in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. You, the one who calls us your beautiful, beloved children of God, and we give you thanks. Amen. Well, have you had a chance to look up close at the altar here? Where you're sitting at, depending upon in the sanctuary where you're at, it can be kind of hard to see, but Susan did this really fun altar design where it has all sorts of different bumper stickers. One says, Jesus is my homeboy. That's fun. Another says, save gas, just walk with Jesus. There's others that say faith, hope, and love. Others that say honk if you love Jesus. Another with Jesus peering out that says, I saw that. The good old late 1990s WWJD, what would Jesus do? I remember being a teenager and having those bracelets. What would Jesus do? Honk if you love Jesus. Text if you want to see him. Okay, there we go. Those are great. Well, we have our own little fun bumper stickers with our church logo, and actually, it's not a bumper sticker. We wanted to be kind to your cars, so we have these fun decals. On the way out from worship, if you haven't already had a chance to pick one up, there's a basket, and I'll invite our ushers to stand with that basket to help hand out these fun decals. You can put it on your car, or you can put it on your mirror, or wherever you would like to remind us of our church community. We're thinking about bumper sticker Christians. What does it mean to be a bumper sticker Christian? Well, maybe you have been out driving around this summer, putting a few more miles on your car, or maybe you're just in your car, really not going anywhere because of the traffic, and you're just in it for a while, and you're having a chance to notice different bumper stickers and phrases out there, and sometimes they make you scratch your head, or they laugh out loud, or you go, totally don't believe in that, or don't disagree with this one or that one. But it's kind of fun to see all those different phrases and bumper stickers out there. I'd invite our tech team to pull up our bumper sticker phrase we're thinking about this morning. Life is what happens while you're making other plans. Have you seen that one on a bumper sticker before? Life is what happens while you're making other plans. Do you ever have a plan in your heart and your mind? Do you ever have a direction in which you're going, and then all of a sudden, life takes you in a different direction? Have you ever played the game of chutes and ladders as a child? You spin I think it's a spinner, and sometimes you'll get to move your little marker, and you're going to discover some shortcuts that you get to go, and up the ladder you go, and as you're playing the board game, that game of life, all of a sudden you'll discover, oh, you landed on a chute, and down you go. Well, your plan all along was to get to the top, to get to space 100, because you're a kid and you want to win that game and you want to beat your friend and your sibling, and you had your eyes on that prize and you were so ready to go, and you're at like space 85 and it takes you all the way down to 4. Life is what happens while you're making other plans. Do you ever find yourself thinking you're going in for just the routine doctor's checkup? Just the typical routine annual physical, and all of a sudden the doctor shared with you some news you weren't expecting to see. Life happens while you're making other plans. Can you relate to those unforeseen financial realities, those unforeseen family situations or conflicts? Life happens when you're making other plans. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves playing this game of life or this game of chutes and ladders, and it's not so fun anymore. Life happens while we're making other plans. From the book of Jeremiah, the scripture that Liz read for us this morning, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." Sometimes as we're navigating our way through life, we discover, oh, too many bumps in the road as we travel. Oh, too many potholes, oh, too many bumps, oh, too many detours through that road of life as we're sitting driving in our car and things don't quite go in the direction we have intended to go. Can you relate? Do you know what that's like? As I think about the Gospel of Mark, the 4th chapter, I'm remembering the story of Jesus traveling with his faithful disciples. His motley crew of 12 plus some others that aren't named, we know these 12 disciples, and Jesus had called these disciples to the ministry of teaching and preaching and healing and welcoming the sinner, the outcast, the poor, the woman, the marginalized, the child, to love them unconditionally no matter what. And as Jesus is traveling with them, they discover, they did planes, trains, and automobiles pretty much, but one moment they discover they're in the sea, they're in a boat. And they're traveling, and things don't go according to how they thought they might go. Let's hear what Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, starting at the 35th verse, has to say for us. "That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let's go over to the other side.' And leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. And they also were in the boat with him," Jesus and the disciples, they're in this boat. "A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern," I think that's the back. "Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion.
The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drowned?" He got up, he rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to the disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and each asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." "Quiet, be still," Jesus says. "And why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They weren't exactly traveling in a car, but maybe on their boat, maybe there we could imagine some fun, silly little bumper stickers. And as they're traveling, the storm, the squall, it emerges when they had least expected it. It just came upon them. Right there in the boat, they're getting wet, they're getting drenched by waves. They weren't expecting this, they just wanted to travel over to the other side of the lake, and out of nowhere comes this storm. And so too, we relate. Those storms of life that brew around us when we least expect it. And we think, we shake our fists and we pray, "God, why? Why me? Why now?" And the disciples discover that the whole time Jesus has been with them. They poke him, they wake him up. Jesus says, "I've got this." He calms the waves, and all is silent and still. Church, I'm comforted to know that while life is happening, and while plans, we maybe have certain plans in our mind of where we thought life might take us, it's comforting to know that Jesus is always right there with us through it all. Whatever storm we experience, whatever bump in the road, however big it may feel, Jesus is right there with us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He helps us handle all that we've been given. In the surprise storms, he is there. In those surprise storms, when it starts to downpour, he is there. You know, the good old phrase, you know, we have to learn how to dance in the rain, not just wait for the storm to pass. God will help us learn how to dance in the rain and not just sit idly by waiting for the storm to pass. Let's get on our galoshes and our rain jacket and our umbrellas and dance even in the hard, really rainy days, because God is there and God is with us. We think about the story of resurrection in the spring when we celebrate Holy Week, and we read the story of resurrection of Jesus coming out from the tomb and the cloth being unbound and Easter morning happening, and we read the story of resurrection and we have hope and we cling to that. But even in the middle of summer, it's such a good story for us to read and remember that the worst of times is never the last of the story. Because of people of faith, we have hope that God is there. In the hardest of moments, we have hope that God is there. We are people of resurrection and new life and new light and things to come. It doesn't mean that life will be perfect. It doesn't mean that life will be free of the chutes and ladders. It doesn't mean that it'll be free of pain, but God is there in the challenge and the storm, embracing us and saying, "My dear beloved child of God, I love you. I'm with you." And as you begin to look around the boat, you see other companions there too. This space is kind of shaped like a boat, upside down boat maybe. Look around and see the companions on your journey with you. God is there. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. The storms of life rage around us, Lord, and we would prefer just to stay dry. But that's not how it always is. So thank you for umbrellas and galoshes. Thank you for Jesus helping us to calm those storms that brew. Thank you for helping us handle all that we've been given. Thank you for being with us even when we had other plans in mind. Lord, you never leave us nor forsake us, and for your loving grace given each day, we give you thanks and praise. Amen.
Been to the river, I've been baptized, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been changed from the creature that once I was, and redeemed is now my name. I've been changed. Sins were as scarlet, they're white as snow. I was blind, but today I am free. I was lost in the darkness, but now am found. I was blind, but now I see. I've been changed.
All the people said,
yes.
Good morning, everybody. So I have a short story. Just bear with me for a second. It applies to everybody. A few evenings ago, it was really hot, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and my dog wasn't with us. She hadn't been trimmed, but she is by now. And so I looked in the closet. I looked in the clothes basket. Nope, she wasn't there. So I went downstairs, and she was lying in the office on the bare wood floor because it was cool. So this immediately took me, this is like 3 a.m, back to my childhood when I remember in the heat of summer or the beginning of summer, my parents used to take up our rugs. We had big Oriental area rugs. And they'd roll them up, and I don't know where the heck they stored them all summer long. But I remember playing on a bare wood floor as a child with an oscillating fan. Some of you are nodding. I think you have to be of a certain age. But some of you remember those days, and it was very comforting. The sound of that, the wind, was very soothing to me. And it is a pleasure for me to remember those things. You may have other similar memories. You may be thinking of them right now. I remember at this time of year, that one dog incident triggered all this stuff in my mind. I remember ice cream trucks. Do they have those anymore even? Remember that? Yeah, okay, good. I remember visits to a farm in the summertime. vacations in Canada, and I always wanted to go tent camping because a sign of summer was our neighbors, who had four children, set up a big tent to test it out for summer in their front yard. And oh, how I wanted to go camping like that. But we couldn't because we had a cabin. So we never got to go camping. So the first thing Don and I did when we got married was we camped on our honeymoon. So I got to do it. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make about this is when this time of year comes for me, I have these sweet memories of summer, and it's good. These are the peaks that fill in the valleys for me, the times, like in our prayer, where we say we're burdened and weighed down. And so I'm wondering if some of you don't have those memories, or you aren't now in the same mindset I am, looking forward to summer and the good things, the graduations, maybe a wedding, a family reunion, camping, a salad luncheon. And so I invite you all, as you leave today, maybe to pass a word or two with one another about the things that are your peaks, especially at this time of year, to help you get through the times when you're weighed down. Please pray with me. Dear God, we thank you for our good memories, our special moments, for our families and friends. We thank you for your world, for blue skies and green forests, for the love you have for us, instilling within us the desire to take care of your world. We're especially mindful of the many needs of those that are not met in our community, our country, and the world. Those who are challenged with housing, food security, those struggling with climate changes, many in impoverished farming communities, people caught in the crossfires of a war they did not personally want, people with medical needs that do not have access to care or means to afford it. And so we lift a twofold prayer to you, God. Bring comfort to those many people who today are experiencing incredible suffering, and lead us to find solutions about how we can help. We especially lift in prayer the recipients of our prayer quilts this week, William Sharp, Craig Barton, and a child of God. We pray for healing, comfort, and peace for them. We pray for wholeness for their bodies and their spirits. We pray for their families, their caregivers who need our support as well. Lead them to feel the outreach of our love and our caring that's coming from this, our whole community. And now please join me in the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As we prepare for our time of offering, I invite you to consider that here at First Church, we are seeking ways to help people experience God's love and to move towards a future of hope, just as the prophet Jeremiah said to us. And so I invite the ushers to come forward and receive our offerings. And as you give, remember that your gifts are making a difference.
Thank you.
Lord of life, we offer our prayer of gratitude to you. Accept the offerings we bring today and use them to make space for people to learn and grow in you. Help us spread your love through the gifts we bring. In your name we pray. Amen.
Well, dear church, as we go off for worship this week, there are a bunch of kids and youth that are very excited, perhaps finishing up the last of their packing as they're getting ready for summer camp this week. So I just want to share a praise report that we have 20 children and youth from our congregation that are going to summer camp this week. And we have three more heading off to camp at a later time this summer. So thank you for your generosity in helping to scholarship those kids to camp. They couldn't have done it without you. So I just wanted to share that joyful, joyful, joyful praise report. As you go forth this day, may the love of God always be with you and felt deeply within your heart. May you know that Jesus is riding in that boat with you through the storms of life, and you have companions on the journey as well. Keep dancing, even if it means dancing in the rain, because God is there too. Go forth this day. Amen.
Thank you.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.